While a ceasefire in Ukraine remains elusive, Ukraine's ability to attack Russia from the air is getting a boost. Over the last few weeks, Ukraine's armed forces started using ground-launched small-diameter bombs again. The munitions make use of two items already in wide use in U.S. and allied inventories, the GBU-39 small-diameter bomb, SDB, and an M-26 rocket motor. Once fired, the rocket motor falls away, and the SDB becomes a glide bomb with a range of around 100 miles. SDBs are much more maneuverable than standard artillery shells. That means they can strike targets on the reverse slope. Now, if these weapons sound familiar, that's because the U.S. sent over a bunch earlier in the war, but they proved largely ineffective against Russian electronic countermeasures. After a brief pause in U.S. aid to Ukraine, the Trump administration restarted the weapons shipments, which included upgraded GLSDBs. Ukraine's air-launched small-diameter bombs are also making more of an impact against Russian targets. In a video recently posted to social media, a Ukrainian F-16 was captured carrying 8 GBU-39 SDBs in addition to a mix of air-to-air munitions. Ukraine's older MiG-29s and Su-27s were retrofitted to be able to carry the Western weapons. When Ukraine first received Western-made F-16s, they were used largely for air patrols. But as pilots grow more comfortable with the fighter, and as Ukraine's fleet of F-16s grows, the Fighting Falcons are being used in more air-to-ground roles as well. The bread and butter of Ukraine's air attacks is still drones, though. Throughout the war, Ukrainian engineers figured out new ways to push the limits of drone tech, and they've done it again. At the start of the war, most of Ukraine's drones could only fly a couple of miles from their operators. That range was expanded to around 10 miles last year, and now there are reports of Ukrainian drone pilots making attack runs on targets up to 25 miles away. Even Russian state media is warning of Ukrainian drones' extended range. Now, on their own, none of these advancements will be enough to turn the tide of the war into Ukraine's favor, but they are all vital in making sure Russia doesn't seize the initiative either. Negotiations for a ceasefire are ongoing, but as of publication, Russian President Vladimir Putin says he can't accept the current U.S. proposed agreement, something which reportedly made President Donald Trump, quote, pissed off. For more unbiased, straight fact reporting like this, download the Straight Arrow News app today.